KZN's number one for local news. This is East Coast Radio Newswatch.
Police in Sydenham are investigating a case of child grooming at a Westville school after a male teacher allegedly sent explicit messages to a 12-year-old pupil. The situation came to light when the girl's mother noticed a sudden change in her daughter's behaviour and later uncovered the messages on her phone. Pitlochry Primary School SGB chairperson Viren Janki says it was a shocking discovery.
Fortunately, the parent was on top of it. She started digging further and then she established that they were TikTok chats.
Furious parents gathered outside the school's locked gates this morning, demanding answers and clarity on what action is being taken against the teacher. Rina Fakir, whose daughter has been at the school for just a month, says she now wants to remove her child as she feels it's not safe.
I was going ballistic. You're sending them to a school, trust in teachers, and this is what you hear. It's really crazy, and I think that the school had 2 weeks to solve the situation. No correspondence.
KZN Education's Muzima Hlambi says a preliminary investigation has also revealed previous misconduct allegations against the teacher.
The educator himself has admitted to have done that. And upon deeper investigation, we find that he also did that from another school where he was.
The educator has been removed from the premises while several investigations continue. The schoolgirl is receiving counselling. An application to stop the upcoming VAT increase has begun in the Western Cape High Court. The DA and EFF are challenging the legality of the half percentage point increase, which was announced during the budget address. Members of both parties protested outside the court this morning. The DA's Mark Burke says regardless of the court's decision, politicians need to recognise the scale of the hardship many South Africans are facing.
We are opposed to a bulldozing budget that will lead to more South Africans wondering why they have house values have gone down for another year in a row, year after year. And we're opposed to a bullying budget that will force young people to realize that they will be poorer than their parents. And we're opposed to a bleeding budget that will make it cost more for people to get to and from the little work that remains within our borders.
And a worldwide shortage of pistachios is being blamed on a TikTok that went viral in 2023. The clip, which has now racked up more than 120 million views, was praising a chocolate bar bought in Dubai that featured a creamy pistachio filling. That caused a surge in popularity for the treat, which has led to a price hike in pistachio kernels and less availability. Durban, a high of 24 this afternoon. Richards Bay, 27. Pietermaritzburg, a high of 20. The top story this hour, Sydenham police are investigating a case of child grooming at a Westville school after a male teacher allegedly sent explicit messages to a 12-year-old girl. Go to ecr.co.za for the latest news. For Newswatch, I'm Dineo Mpahlele.